Hello, everybody. Good evening. Oh, Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Happy to see you. Hello, hello, back there. Sarah, I read your email very closely last week, and I was just rereading it, and I can write you back, but I can also talk to you during class, so you can practice it as I'm, you know, giving you the info. Okay, so I'll try to do some of both. I'll write it all down, but I'll tell you one thing really quick. A lot of times with a lot of people with the issue, with the spondylolisthesis issue, you want to avoid uncontrolled deep back bending down there. It can irritate it. Now, I know you said you're having issues with the forward bending and twisting, so I'll help you with that part. But sometimes, well, I should say commonly with that issue, if you have like a standing back bend where you just fold back like quickly in that very focused area, that can cause some movement / slippage. And if you push with your arms in cobra too high, you could move it a little there too. But other than that, we can, it doesn't seem like that's bothering you. So I just want you to know that as background info. Just try to be gentle with the low back bend. And then the other stuff I'll tell you about. Okay. Is that a good start? Okay. All right. I think you know, it sounds to me like you know what movements bother it, and that's a great start. So, okay. Any questions, any other things before we get going? Okay. Let us begin. Oh, Kevin has hearts. Yay, Kevin. Hello. Hearts everywhere. Ready for pranayama deep breathing? Okay. Let's start. Feet together, everybody. Toes and heels touching each other. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Lift up the center of the chest, shoulders relaxed. Looks great. Let's begin, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you possibly can. Very nice. Now exhale, breathing, mouth open. Push your chin back. With pressure from the fingers, bring the hands, palms together, and then elbows come together. Inhale again, head down. Suck in your stomach, the entire breathing exercise, depression of the abdominal wall. Exhale, breathing. Stand nice and tall, chest lifted. Suck in your stomach. Do it again, tightening up. Hold it in. Inhale, slowly bring the chin down, elbows lift and separate. Keep the body weight to the heels. Breathe in more. Good. Exhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. And continue to suck it in, because when you suck it in momentarily, it might go back out. So just focus right there. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four. Try to see the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Start again. Inhale by the throat. Nice steady flow of air for the entire six counts. Hold at the top. Good. Exhale, breathing. Try to remove the same amount of air. On each of the six counts of the exhale, lower abdomen, suck it in. Inhale again, head down. The more you suck in the stomach and the more you breathe in, the more the rib cage will expand. Hold it. Exhale, breathing, and the more of your lungs you will use. Push the chin with the knuckles, stomach, sandy, suck it in, tightening up. There you go. Hold it in just that much. Inhale now without letting it out. That's it. So you can see that lining there. Suck in the stomach. Look for the rib cage, more expansion. Good. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back. Now hips a little forward, keeping the body weight to the heels. Exhale more and more. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, stomach in, five. I want rib cage expanding to the sides. Exhale, one, two, look back, three, four, way back, five, hands together, six, elbows touch. Again, please inhale by the throat. Suck in your stomach. Breathe in more. Suck in your stomach and breathe in more. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth pretty wide. Push the chin back with the knuckles. Shoulders relax completely. Elbows together. Inhale, breathing. Suck in your stomach. Inhale and suck it again. Keep inhaling. Suck it in once more. Exhale, breathing. Push the chin back. Stand tall. Weight on the heels. Breastbone lifted. Shoulders relaxed. Inhale. A few more in the first set. So pull the stomach in again and one more time. Exhale. Suck it in again. When you start the exhale, Push the chin back with the fingers. So pretty much for the whole breathing exercise, you're always focused on the abdomen. Inhale, two more, please. Constant attention without intermission, without any breaks. Exhale, breathing. Open your mouth, push the chin back. A lot of other things are changing. The head, the breath, neck, all kinds of movement. Elbows together. Last one, please. Inhale, breathing. But you maintain weight on the heels, legs strong, stomach in, spine straight. Good. Exhale. Open your mouth. Push the chin back. Let's do one more after this, please. Try to push out every last bit of air. Elbows together. One more. Inhale, breathing by the throat. Stomach in, chest up. Do it again. Stomach in, chest up. Looks good, Nick. Exhale. Push the chin back. Hips a little forward, but suck in your stomach. So there's no back bending, please, other than your neck. Okay, that's it. Arms down to the sides. All right. Sandy, you ready for the second set? I'm going to keep my constant attention on Sandy sucking her stomach in. And then she's going to move to another spot and never talk to me again, she said. No. Hands underneath the chin. All right. This is constant attention. Ready? Okay. I'm just helping you have it for yourself. I can't do anything about Sandy's stomach. It's all her. Okay. So stand tall, stomach in. Let's begin. Inhale. One, two, shoulders relax. Three, four, keep sucking it in. Five, you got it. Six, exhale. One, push the chin. Two, three, relax the shoulders. Four, keep going. Five, suck it in. Six, hold it in. Inhale, head down. That's it. Suck it in. Breathe in. So you want movement of the shoulders and the rib cage. Yeah, let everything else be loose. Exhale, breathing, push the chin back. Hips forward, stomach in, kind of squishing the air out. Inhale, one, suck it in, two, three, that's good. Four, pull it in again, five. Now let the rib cage move to the sides. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Look way back, four, nice and steady, five. Six, again, inhale, suck it in. I don't care, you can do it 100 times in the six counts, that's okay. Now just try to get a big rib cage expanding to the sides. There you go, exhale, breathing, H-A. You're doing fine, use the throat to control the air. All right, push every last bit of air out. Inhale, one, by the throat, two, three, keep going, four, five, suck it in, six, hold it in. Exhale, one, nice and slow, two, three, steady sound, four, five, six. Okay, inhale, head down. Five's enough, but now it's your job, okay? Keep the weight to the heels. Look for the rib cage to expand to the sides. Exhale, breathing. Let the shoulders drop right away. Elbows nice and high away from the chest. Elbows come together. Inhale again, head down. Slow, steady, controlled flow of air. Exhale, same thing. Slow, steady, controlled flow of air by the throat. Get a nice tight grip, elbows touch. Inhale again, head down slowly. Try to take the full six counts for your chin to get all the way down, looking straight ahead. Now exhale, push the chin back. Try to take the full six counts for your head to get all the way back there. Nice tight grip, elbows together. A few more, please. Inhale, suck in your stomach. But let the rib cage expand. Breathe in so much the rib cage moves more. Exhale, breathing. Keep the breastbone lifted. Hips forward, stomach in, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, breathe in more, six. Exhale, one, shoulders relax, two, three, look way back, four, hands together, five, six. Go ahead, last one, inhale, breathing. So the stomach is in, but let the ribs, let the arms move. Stretch up as tall as possible. Then exhale when you're done, push the chin back. Chest up, shoulders relax. Squeeze out every last bit of air. Okay, when you're done, you can change arms down to the sides. One of the tricks is when you have that much intensity of sucking in the stomach, you don't tense everything else up. Like the ribs and the shoulders, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, right? So isolating the contraction and letting everything else go. And that principle applies in really most of the postures too. So it's a good thing to work on. Let's do half moon pose. Now breathing by the nose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Now go ahead with the warm up. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go right and left a few times. Keep your chin lifted. arms with your ears the best you can. Try not to let the arms move around. Arms, head, neck, and spine are all just one thing right now. And just kind of waving around. All right, in the wind, in the hot air. Okay, come back up, stop in the middle. Throughout the posture, maximum body weight on the heels. So put it there, keep it there. Hips forward, stomach in at the same time. Now, arms back, chin up. On your next inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling and slowly bend your upper body to the right. Push your hips to the left. It's absolutely straight line from the side is the goal. And we get there by doing all the little things in the posture. So keep the body weight to the heels. Hips forward, stomach in. Push your hips to the left. And controlling the angle of the lower spine pelvis, Sarah, is really good. Right here, right now, lower abdomen in, hips pressing forward, right? You get strength in that stable position. Push your hips to the left, keeping both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. Arms back, chin up, and especially when you inhale in this posture, you can do the actions of the posture, especially with the upper body. So you can lift the chin a little bit, you can squeeze the hands and reach. Come down a little more, bringing the right shoulder forward, right armpit forward. That's it, Katie, opening up the chest. Now I want you to suck in your stomach when you inhale. Don't let it go in and out. Come down, push your hips to the left a little bit more, suck in your stomach, and push. Good neck. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Okay, quick reset. Body weight on the heels. Arms back, chin up. As you are inhaling, suck in your stomach. Rib cage expands. Try to touch the ceiling. And then reach over to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. Keeping the weight to the heels or putting it back there over and over every time you feel your legs, which eventually will be the whole time that you're standing on the legs. Imagine that. Push your hips to the right side. It's kind of funny. You can be standing on the legs and not know it, right? Not feel it in the moment. But we're working on it. Push your hips a little bit more. Keeping the hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Now, if you can see the abdomen, especially if you have a bare abdomen, lower rib cage, when you inhale, stomach in, you'll see the ribs move a little bit, especially on the right side. That's what we want here. Now squeeze your hands together, reach out to the left side. That's it, Amy. Chin up, arms back, everybody. Come down, push, suck in your stomach, push. One more time, push. Inhale, breathing, come up. Two Amys, you guys are always in class together. Take a nice deep breath. Like there's never one where it's just one of you. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Inhale, push your hands up and over the face and then back towards the wall behind you. Nice start, Sandy. Push your hands past the face. Focus on the neck, Sarah, and the squeezing of the hands, upper back bending, okay? Push your upper body back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Now take a deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push the stomach forward. Push the thighs forward. Maximum body weight on the heels. So use the strength of the grip, Sarah. Reach back with the arms. Try to point towards your mom. Inhale, breathing, come up. Literally, she's right behind her. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees. Put your hands on the floor. I have to tell Forrest that. He, you know, your mom jokes are like his world right now. All right. Go ahead. Once you do the warm-up, you can grab the heels from behind. That was good arms, though, Sarah. That was good reach. All right. You'll start to bend. Even in the second set, I think you'll bend the upper back a little more. Grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. Now, pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs. Chest on the knees. Face on the legs below the knees. Now, just hold here. Make sure you pull the lower abdomen in. Try to get the face on the shins. Okay, stay right there, Verna. The only thing I would have you do is bend the elbows and the knees a tiny bit each, okay? So the elbows go towards the back wall just a tiny bit. Yep, see now the chest and knees are getting together a little bit more. That's fine, just that little bit. Now pull on the heels, everyone. Once you have the upper body pressing to the legs, push your knees back to create a stretch on the back side of the legs. Roll forward. Now when you exhale, push the knuckles and the base of the toes down. Upper body slides down the legs. Hold it. Good. Release the heels. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers. And you come up with the arms, head, and spine all together. Good. Exhale, arms down to the sides. Does that one bother it, Sarah? A little bit? Okay. Second set, please. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, reach. Good, John, with the arms. See that? Now take that to the right without letting the arms drop or kind of relax. Good. Now keep the chin up so you can see your neck in the mirror and push your hips to the left. That's right, Tammy. Keep the chin up like that. Now squeeze your hands, palms together, especially trying to lock your right elbow. Good, Sandy. Push your hips to the left. Bring the right shoulder forward. Stand tall, neck on the legs, body weight on the heels. There you go. Now come down for five. Squeeze hands and reach, four. Take your hands out, Rob, to the right, three, away from the head, two. Push your hips to the left side, one. Great. Inhale, breathing, come up. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and go ahead to the left. Push your hands away from your head. You can look in the mirror. You see your hands and you see your head. I want you to push the hands away from the top of your head. And then push your hips to the right, keeping the body weight on the heels. Press the middle inner thighs together. Arms back, chin up. Now you just hold the posture. Every time you inhale, remind yourself, stomach in. That's it, John. That's going to get the rib cage to move when you inhale. That's what we want here. Now come down for five. Arms back, chin up, four. Just a touch, Katie, chin up, three. Come down and push, two. Squeeze hands, one. Inhale, come up. Great. Backward bending. Take a deep breath. Now you can stretch up first. Try to touch the ceiling. Head back immediately. Arms back. Soon you will feel the vertebrae, Sarah, just below the neck bend, okay? So head all the way back. Push your hands. And really, everybody, at some point, you try to bend the upper back below the neck, not at the waistband, but the shoulder blade, thoracic spine there. Push your hands past the face, locking the elbows for five. Take a nice deep breath. Four, squeeze legs together, rub feet flat. Three, go back, way back, two, straighten the elbows. One, yes, inhale, breathing, come up. That was a great one at the end. Take a deep breath, stomach and bend forward, hands on the floor. If you have to go into this less, Sarah, just bring the spine straight as possible. You could put your hands on your thighs on the way down if that helps. I have some people that just have their spine horizontal or at 45 degrees like that. If this doesn't bother it, Sarah, what you're doing, you could stay at that angle. Go ahead otherwise. Grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Now, if you don't have the heels, you can slide your fingertips underneath. The outsides of the feet are underneath the toes, or hands on the floor in front of you once you can touch the floor. And then push the fingers, the first finger bone, fingernail, knuckle, push that part into the floor. Push the base of the toes into the floor. So your effort is contraction, pressing the upper body to the legs. The legs stretching, you'll feel it, but I don't want it to overtake the contraction of the posture. Pull on the heels, push the knuckles and toes down. Try to lock the legs. Very nice. Bring the hands back in front of you. Interlace the fingers. Come up. Slow is fine. Inhale, stretch up. And arms down to the sides. Great. Awkward pose. Right foot step out to your right. Hip width apart. Feet parallel to each other, not turning in or out. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted. Shoulders stay down now. Take a deep breath. Now as you exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down please. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. So stick your hips out behind you. Thighs parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Lift your chest up. Lean your upper body back. These look great, everyone. Just hold nice and still, breathing normally. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. That's right with the hands, Verna. Now keep the shoulders down, chest up. Stand all the way up on the tiptoes. As high as possible. When you inhale, suck in your stomach. Whole spine stretches straight up towards the ceiling. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes immediately. Thighs parallel to the floor. That's great, Nick. Push the big toes down, heels up. Press the ankles forward so the knees come up a little bit. Five, suck in your stomach. Four, upper body back, Katie. Three, heels up more. Two, press heels up. You can do it. One, yes. Inhale, come up. Heels down. Third part. Bring the knees together. Just come up a little bit on your toes. Now, make sure arms are energized all the way to the fingertips. Nothing loose, nothing hanging. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Slowly sit down. Every time you inhale, try to make the spine a little taller. I know the knees are bending, but try to stretch the spine up continuously towards the ceiling. Nice and steady. Vanessa, very good. So if you're all the way down there, arms parallel to the legs, legs parallel to the floor. If you're not all the way down there, arms still parallel to the floor, locked. From here, Dave, just chest up, shoulders down. There you go. Sucking in the stomach's going to help that action of chest up, shoulders down. Now everybody come back up, keeping the knees together. Leaning against the wall. Okay, right foot to the left, arms down to the sides. Inhale, breathing. Exhale by the nose. Second set, right foot step out, 6 inches or so, hip width apart. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Exhale, stomach in, begin please, sit down. Hips go back behind you. Keep the toes on the ground, feet flat, maximum body weight on the heels. You can do it. Now hold it. Lift up the chest, keep the shoulders down. Keep thinking shoulders down, Tammy, chest up. It's all the same stuff as Cobra Pose. Chest up, shoulders down. Just think again. Chest up, shoulders down. Now, imagine you're already touching the mirror, Nick, with all 10 fingertips. Push against the mirror to bring the upper body. One more inch back. Try to fall down backwards. There you go. Inhale, breathing, come up. All the way up on the tiptoes, please, maximum. Now, when you inhale, stretch the spine even higher up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Just 10 counts. Good feet, Erica, 9. Heels up, 8. That's better with the feet, Katie, 7. Now upper body back, hips forward, 6. Heels up, 5. Higher on the toes will help, 4. Ankles press forward, 3. You got it, Vanessa, 2. Upper body back, 1 inch, 1. Nice work, you guys. Come up. Feet flat. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Knees together. Make sure you have chest up, shoulders down. Start to sit down slowly. Lower abdomen. Contraction. All right. This helps you stretch the spine upward, but it also helps you control the angle between the torso and the legs, which is, in other words, how to not lean forward or back, is you control the spine uprightness, yeah, even though the legs change position. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward. One more chest up, shoulders down. It's better than first set, but just keep working on that. There you go. So the neck, you'll see it nice and long here. Now, suck in your stomach. Come up without leaning forward. 10 counts. Nice and steady. 9. Let the heels come down as you come up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right foot to the left, arms down. Stand tall and do your breathing. Now, we have eagle posture. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down as low as you can with your body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down there. Right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs, twist like ropes. Right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible from the front. Sit down a little lower with your body weight a little more to the heel than to the toes. That's it. Suck in your stomach. Pull the elbows down. Now just hold the posture. Keep your hands close to your mouth, but not touching it. Upper body back at the end. Good. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face and close to it, but not touching it. Pull the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can. Bend your knees, body weight on both heels. Now, upper body back. Stay down low. Make sure you're looking forward, not down. Everybody, left leg lift up over the right. Look straight ahead, not at the floor. Okay. Pull your elbows down, stomach in. It looks like you're looking to the right, Tammy. Just look straight ahead in front of you. Whatever direction the foot is pointing, there you go. We want to keep the whole body right in one line. Now, if the foot is wrapped, try to eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle. Elbows down more, chest up. All right, lift up your chest, Nick, a lot. Hold it. Keep doing that. Keep doing that. Pull the elbows down towards the belly button. Nice grip. Squeeze your grip. That's it. Nice one. Change again. Come up. You see how different that is? Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Right now in the setup, watch yourself. Elbows down, but keep the chin up. The arms press into the chest, yeah? Now bend your knees and try to keep that. No hunching, okay? Try to keep the chest up. That's better. Now just elbows down, neck towards the belly button. There you go. Now right leg lift up. You totally got it. That's it. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Look at your hands or elbows in the mirror, okay? Or your nose or your knees or your feet, because that's the center line of the body you're trying to create, right? Hands, elbows, knees, and feet below the nose. Hold the posture, breathing normally. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Exhale, left arm underneath the right arm. Or you can look at the top of your head, right? Just not down or to the side. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down as low as you can. Okay, now there you go next. So the arms and chest are pressing together. Left leg, there you go. Lift up over the right. And keep your grip nice and tight. Look straight ahead at the head, nose, hands, elbows, maybe the knees, okay? But not at the floor. That looks good, Amy, in Florida. Lining up hands and elbows, knees to the left a little bit. Now keep the weight to your heel as you sit down more. So the hips go back more. Just a little bit, Katie. Hips behind you, more. Stomach in, more. Sit down, more. Nice. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. All right. Hello, everybody. We made it. We made it through. Sandy didn't run off to the corner. We did it. Rob's doing a little dance. What more could you want? Wouldn't that be so fun if we had choreography for After Eagle Posture? We could just flash mob anywhere. That'd be so fun. Okay. Ready? Standing head to knee pose. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right leg up, thigh parallel to the floor. On an exhale, round your spine forward. Grab the foot a couple of inches below the toes. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Hold it nice and tight. Now, concentrate on your standing leg. Distribute the weight equally all over from heel to the base of the toes. Entire leg locked. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up slowly and gently till the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. That's good, Sarah. Suck in the lower abdomen, stabilizing. Now, kick the right heel forward, turning the toes back and sucking your stomach in all at the same time. Once you can get both legs locked and you can hold it, balancing comfortably, then bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Change. Undo the upper body. Straighten the arms. Good. Bend the knee and stand tall. Other side. Left leg lift up. In front of you, take a nice deep breath. As you're exhaling, suck in your stomach to bring the body down. Not just drop the body down, but suck it in. So you get yourself in the habit of contracting the abdominal wall when you bend forward. This has significance for when you bend forward and pick something up in life. You'll know how to do it. Standing leg locked, solid, unbroken. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up and stretch forward. All right, now, upper body up, shoulders down. Take a nice deep breath, kick the left heel forward as you are sucking in the stomach. So you create this wonderful relaxation, stretch all over underneath the left leg. Once you can balance with both legs locked, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. You can bring the upper body up, Katie, a little bit as you bring the leg up. There you go. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. I'll change again. Upper body up. Put the left foot down. Stand tall again. Now, I strongly recommend pick one thing to look at in the posture. Your standing knee is the most kind of obvious one in this one. All right? So look at your left knee right now. Keep looking at it. Go ahead, pick up the right foot. See if you can keep your eyes on the left knee until you really, really need to look at something else. Right leg lift up and stretch forward. And the only time I can think of you really have to look at something else is to check if the elbows have gone below the calf muscle. Then you can look there. And eyes don't move. Now, when you tuck your chin to the chest, this is like a whole brand new posture because you're going to start looking at things other than the knee. Hold at your limit, 5, 4, 3, 2, right leg lock, 1. Change again. Sandy, I love your enthusiasm. But lock your legs. Okay. Left leg lift up. Take a deep breath. She's like, I'm going for it. Step one, it's like 1, 2, skip a few 99, 100 sometimes, right? Yeah. Left leg lift up. 1, 4. Okay. Go ahead. Slowly, gently. Left leg lift up and stretch forward. I mean, it's exciting. Gets you there, sort of. Okay. Now, once you feel both legs locked, then elbows down. Either looking at the knee or you're watching if the elbows are below the calf muscle. Then when you bring the chin to the chest, there are different stages. You can look at the foot on the floor for a while. You can try to look at the chest or abdomen. Eventually, you can actually unfocus the eyes and just hold it. 3, 2. Otherwise, eyes don't move. 1. Excellent. Come on up. Great. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow. Hold the right ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. Left arm, slide it up in front of you, palm facing forward. Start with the knees together, please. Now, when you inhale, the whole left side of the body goes up. Try to touch the ceiling. That's good, Katie. Now charge your upper body forward on the left side. Keep your chin up. Look at your left knee in the mirror or look at the top of your head. Don't move your eyes. Just for this set right now, just make up your mind. Standing leg lock. Now kick as hard as possible. The right leg up towards the ceiling. Right foot up towards the ceiling until the foot is right up over the top of the head, toes pointing straight up. Keeping the standing leg locked, bring your upper body down from the hip joint until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. John, look at Rob. Look that way. There you go. Not because it's Rob, but because he's there. I want you to look straight ahead. Now come down and kick. There you go. Reach towards Rob. Go and touch Rob. Go and touch his shoulder. Go and touch. Go and touch. And kick. And kick. Keep kicking. Kick. Good. Change again. It's not personal. Now he's going to go and reach and touch Vanessa's shoulder. Okay. Left hand up. Just like you guys are going to touch the mirror, right? Turn the left hand out. Grab the ankle. All 5 fingers together. Right arm up in front of you. Now watch it happen. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Charge forward on the right side. Look no lower than your standing knee in the mirror. You can also look at the top of the head, but pick one thing, knee or the head. Don't change the eyes. Now kick the left leg back and then press the left hand and foot up higher and higher until you see the foot come up over your head, toes pointing straight up. Now keeping the standing leg locked, bring your upper body down at the right hip joint. That's it, Amy. That's good. Now charge forward a little more so the body weight is to the base of the toes, and you feel like you might actually touch the mirror. Now body down and kick. Left shoulder back and kick. Take a deep breath. Kick up a little more. Good. Change again. Feet together. Arms down. Any issue there, Sarah? I don't remember you mentioning it in your email. Oh, I'm not having volume. Hold on. Any pain on that one? Okay, let's do second set. Right hand up. Turn it out. Hold the ankle. All 5 fingers together. Left arm up. All right. I'll give you 20. First, you stretch up. Take a deep breath. And go ahead. Charge forward. Kick back. 20 counts. You can grab at the ankle, Vanessa, a little bit lower. There you go. 18. 17. Right shoulder back. 16. 15. Push the right knee up. 14. 13. That's right there, Sandy. Good. 12. 11. Now just keep it steady. 10. 9. Go and touch the mirror. 8. 7. Standing leg lock. 6. 5. Chin up. 4. Right chest back. 3. Turn and twist. Now kick up. 2. 1. Excellent. Change again. Last one. Left hand up in front of you. Turn it out. Hold your ankle from the inside. Right arm slides straight up in front of you. Try to start with the knees together. And now just think of twisting Verna first. Twist your upper body to the left, left shoulder back, and then start the kick. Go ahead. 20 counts. There you go. 19, 18, 17. Left shoulder back. 16, 15, 14. Good front arm, Sandy. 13. 12, right armpit, 13, stretches forward, 10, 9, you got it, 8. Lock the front arm, 7. 6. Left shoulder back kick, 5. 4. A little bit higher, 3. Reach forward, Dave. Charge forward, 1. You got it. All right. Looks great, you guys. Feet together, arms down. Okay, standing bull is done. We're going to do a balancing stick. Step to the back of your mat. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath. Step onto your right foot. In other words, left foot off the floor already. Look in the mirror. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Now come down. There's a step there. That's hard, that we don't want to do until we realize that's the strength of the posture you need the most. Come down, leg up. Charge forward, leg up. Suck in your stomach. Try to touch the mirror. Change. Good straight leg, Nick, on the back leg. Chin up, arms with your ears. Step onto the left foot. Look at your hands in the mirror. Look at your hands. Chin up. Now, inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Come down. It's the strength. That's exactly the strength part of the posture is doing the setup. All right, come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up. Look forward at least 4 feet in front of you on the floor. Front row, look at your foot or knee in the reflection. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very good. Arms down to the sides. A lot of times people say, oh, I'm not flexible, I can't do balancing stick. It's more strength, all right, to keep everything nice and straight. Let's try again. Oh, great, Sarah, thank you. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. All right, chin up. Stand on your right foot. Look at your neck while you're standing on your right foot. Can you see your neck in the mirror? I want you on one leg looking at your neck. Don't look at the floor. Stand on one leg, look at your neck. I know you're like, what is happening? Why is she making me look at my neck? Come down, leg up. Because it keeps your back of the neck contracted and your arms up with your ears. Now suck in your stomach. Squeeze the hands and reach forward. Leg up. Both legs locked. Good, Vanessa. Charge forward and back equally the same. Inhale, come up. Okay, look at your neck in the mirror. It does a lot of good things for you. Look at it. All right, step onto the left foot. This is called neck yoga. Look at your neck. Stand on one foot. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. That's it. Come down. That's it, neck. Now, don't look down. Look as far forward as you can on the floor without changing the distance between your chin and your chest. I want you to squeeze your head with your arms. Put pressure on your ears with the arms. Try to touch the mirror. Awesome. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Take a deep breath, arms down to the side. Okay, wasn't that fun? You can step to the left side of your mat. How many times did you try? 100? I don't know. I'm not counting either. Thousands and thousands, right? Arms over the head. Take a nice deep breath. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. The point is, it doesn't matter. You just try like it's the first time ever, every single time. All right, two heels in one line. Turn the toes in slightly. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Go ahead, stretch the upper body forward. This, if it irritates us at all, Sarah, just go halfway. There's no, yeah, no benefit to doing much of this one if it bothers that spot. I mean, there's benefit to being upside down, but we can find other ways. All right, when you can't go any further, grab the heels. Now, if you can stabilize and stretch, then that's fine. Or you can put hands on the floor if you need to. That's good, Marilyn. Keep the weight to the toes. So roll forward, chin forward, look forward. Yep, that's it. If you've got the heels, you can pull on the heels. Just stretch the body down. Keep the kneecaps lifted. Hands on the floor, Katie, in front of you. Push the knees back. All right. Once you figure out how to lock the legs, they're not going to slip anymore. So just work on it. Body weight to the toes. Push the toes and the fingers down into the floor with more force. All right. Arms out sideways. Head up. Super stomach in to get out of it, please. Okay. Right foot steps to the left. Arms over the head. And arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Nice big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Now here's something you can do. If you can lock your legs standing up, then all you have to do is maintain it. You don't have to start from scratch once you're down there. Okay, so lock the legs, stretch up, and forward, and the arms reach out. So slow down, Katie. On the way forward, can you see your thigh? See, you lost it for a second. Lift up your kneecaps again. Look, yeah, see that in the mirror? Watch yourself do it. And watch it happen. See it undid. If you look at it, I know. No, it's normal. When it undoes, you'll see it and feel it. And it's just going to use more of your senses, okay? So hands can be quite a bit in front of you. I want you to connect the sensation of legs locked to your brain, okay? Make them best friends so you know, oh, something's up with my leg. I'm not feeling it. Just put your mind 100% there, all right? Keep the weight forward to the toes. Everyone go ahead to your limit. If you have the heels, you can bend elbows a little bit. That's it. Lift up the kneecaps. Strong fronts of the thighs. That's it. Okay, now you can come up. That's more effective than grabbing where you had been and just kind of being there. Right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down. How's that? It's because the legs aren't quite completely locking. I mean, your legs are obviously very strong, but not in that way. Yeah. All right. But when you start to figure that out and you keep the weight right where it should be, the slipping will minimize, okay? All right. Triangle pose. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right. A nice big step. Arms parallel to the floor. Now take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest. Turn your right foot all the way out to your right, please. As soon as the foot is turned, sit down. Bend your knee all the way until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Spine straight in the middle. One more inhale, stomach in. Push the hips forward, arms back. Begin. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Suck in your stomach. There's not very much twist down there, Sarah, if you keep your pelvis relatively open to the front. If you were to bring the left hip across the front of the body, then it would cause more twist down there. Yours look fine. Okay, turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder. So the profile of the face is visible from the front. Upper body up. Your step is a little too big, Amy, Florida Amy, so you can fix it if you want. Now, bottom arm locks, reach down, top arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling. Turn and twist a little bit more. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest. Then turn the left foot all the way out. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down. Now, arms back, spine straight in the middle. Push the left foot straight down into the floor. Inhale, stomach in. Hips forward, arms back, begin. Keep the right leg locked, please. Push the left foot firmly down as if it's going through the floor. So strong. Push the left knee back, chin to the right shoulder. Turning and twisting. Now, all the way to the fingertips. Neck stretch up and all the way to the fingertips stretch down. That's it. Upper body up. Pushing the left foot firmly down. You got it. Now, everyone, as you push the left knee back, bring the right shoulder forward. Just work on straightening the right leg, Katie, but bring more body weight over the leg towards me. Bring the whole upper body towards me. Stretch it out. There you go. Turn and twist. Great. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Left toes turn forward. Feet together, arms over the head, and arms down. Now, why the straight leg is slipping in that one is a little different. Okay? If you can try to shift the body weight more over the bent leg foot, then you won't have pressure out to the straight leg, if that makes sense. Okay. Is it your birthday by any chance? No. Is it anyone's birthday? Okay. It's your birthday, John? It's John's birthday. Hey. What'd you say? We get to sing while we're doing triangle pose. Here's the microphone change, okay? So everybody can hear. Inhale, arms over the head. You guys online will hear the whole chorus. Big step out to the right. Were you guys practicing before class, Sandy? Take a deep breath, four-part harmony. Push the hips forward, arms back. Chest up, turn the right foot out all the way. Now go ahead and sit down, bend your right knee. First, we'll just do a nice, normal talking set. Okay, take a deep breath. Palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Go ahead. So you can imagine, Katie, the weight of the upper body going out to the side of the room, to your right there. Yeah. Now still push the right foot firmly down. That looks good. Now a little more, push the right knee back, hips forward. So you get the body nice and straight. Yeah, keep pushing the right knee back with the right arm towards the back wall. Right shoulder forward. That looks good. Now turn and twist. Upper body back. Hold it. Inhale, come up. Nice one. All right. Turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the chest, turn the left foot out. Now you can sit down. Get all the way down there. Left foot firmly presses down. Palms forward, good, wrap chin to the right shoulder. Go ahead, take a deep breath. I'll give you a second to get into it. So bring the whole upper body weight over the left foot. Push the heel down on the left foot. Now we're gonna sing to John. Everyone, take a nice deep breath. Happy birthday to you. Deep breath in. Happy birthday to you. Double the volume. Happy birthday, dear John. One more time. Happy birthday to you. Awesome. Inhale, come on up. Excellent. Left toes in, feet together, arms over the head, arms down. Happy birthday, John. Isn't it? It's the best to do yoga on your birthday. All right. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum to your right. Now take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Turn on your heels, 90 degrees to the right. Left hip forward and back foot in 45 degrees. Now inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Yeah, Sarah, you can do the upper back on the days where that seems like you need to. If you can go lower and lower and make sure you've stretched up enough and you feel control down there, it's all right. But upper part only is also fine. Now, if you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. That's it, Sandy. Push the fingertips into the floor. Back leg locked. Back heel pressing to the floor. With a lot of pressure, body weight underneath the front foot. Now, keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg and come up. Neck is still compressed. Throat compressed. Arms and head come up together at the end. All right, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward, both hips in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at the chest or the abdomen or inside your mask, please. Bring your forehead to the left knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend the knee up a little bit. And stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. That looks good, Vanessa. Push the fingertips into the floor. Nice hands together, you guys in the room. Push the back heel into the floor, back leg lock, shifting more body weight to the front foot, especially at the base of the left big toe. That presses down. That's it, Rob. Now squeeze inward the upper inner thighs. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times. Come up slowly. Press the feet down, squeeze the legs inward. Arms and head up last. Great. Turn and face the front, right foot to the left. Arms down. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Palms flat, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out, 3 foot minimum. You can try to take a slightly wider step in the second set. Turn on your heels to the right. Make sure the heels are still in one line, back foot turned in. Inhale, stretch up tall, and you begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Go ahead. Try to keep a little more body weight to the front foot as you're getting into it. Good. Back leg locked. Hips are pretty good. See if you can bring both hips, Verna, towards the mirror. Yes, now that's much better. Now just try to hold it there by sucking in the stomach, squeezing the legs inward, and pressing both feet to the floor. Nice neck. Lock the front leg, everyone. Inhale and come up slowly. Once you're standing, turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. Slightly shorter step. I know I'm telling everyone to take bigger steps, Katie, but I want you to get this right hip around a little more. And scoot the front foot that way a couple inches. Now go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Just keep trying to push the right hip forward, body weight to the front foot. There you go, forehead to the knee. Looks good. Wow, Nick, that's great. Now once you have the forehead with the knee, push the knee with the forehead so the leg starts to get straight, but the knee does not leave the forehead. You just end up increasing the pressure or compression on the front of the throat and the upper abdomen especially. Good. Lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale. Slowly come up. Press the feet down firmly to the ground. Arms and head up last. All right. Turn and face the front. Right foot to the left. Arms down. It's tree pose already. Everybody come back to the mat where you started. Feet together nicely. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. And grab the front of your ankle with the right hand. Grab underneath the toes with your left. Once you can get the heel to the top of your thigh, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back. Hips a little forward, so both knees are in one line and the hips are right above the knee line. Standing leg lock, suck in your stomach. Stretch your whole spine upward. Shoulders stay down. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. If the foot doesn't slip, you can bring the left hand up. Make sure hips are tucking underneath you, though, not sticking out behind. Spine perfectly straight. Looks good. Change, please. Right foot down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Grab the front of your ankle with the left hand, underneath at the toes with your right. Once the heel goes all the way to the top of the thigh, you can bring the left knee slowly down, push it back, hips forward at the same time. Lock your standing leg, stretch your entire spine. A little bit taller, up towards the ceiling, shoulders stay down. Left hand can come up in front of the chest. Maintain the hips forward, stomach in, trying to get everything upright. If the foot doesn't slip, right hand up. That's it, Sandy, just like the breathing exercise, this one, stomach and chest, but keep the shoulders loose. It's a little tricky. Try to kind of disconnect the tension you create in the abdomen from the shoulders. It's going to make a big difference. Looks great, you guys. Change again. Left foot down, arms down. It seems to happen in both places. When you suck this in, everything kind of goes tense up there. Okay, toe stand. Bring your right heel to the top of the left thigh. If you can stand there comfortably with the heel close to the top, then start toe stand. Look at the floor. About 4 feet in front of you, slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Shift your body weight to the hands and sit down or bring the hips towards the heel. Arms come around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch the spine up towards the ceiling. Bring your left hand in front of the chest. If you can balance there comfortably, bring the right hand up. Push both knees down, chest up. Even the hips will start to come up. Hands to the floor, please. Good. Push the hips up slowly. Stand up in tree pose. You can grab the foot and look straight ahead in the mirror. Very nice, everyone. Feet together, arms down to the sides. Stand tall. Begin left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. If it stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of the thigh, you can start toe stand. Look at the floor, right around the edge of the mat, and slowly bring the upper body forward. Keep the standing leg straight all the way down. A slight bend is okay. Once you're touching the floor, then you bend the knee deeply. Bring the hips to the heel and arms around to the sides of the body. This time, left toes point to your right, left knee down. So you get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Push both knees down, chest up, spine perfectly straight up and down. Right hand in front of the chest. And then the left hand can come up. Keep the elbows in, shoulders down. When you're done, hands to the floor. Nice balance, Rob. Come back up. Grab the foot as you're standing. Everybody finishing tree pose. Together, look straight ahead. You can do it. Great. Everybody, change. Left foot down, arms down. Excellent. Savasana is next. Turn around, relax on your back. John, you have a fun birthday, 222, right? Is today the 22nd? Yeah. Super fun. Next year is your super fun birthday. You've been looking ahead to it, I bet. Planning already? When he has 222222. I have a fun one like that. It was 8-8. So I had an 888 birthday a little while back. All right, focus on your smooth breathing, everybody. Let everything settle. Sandy, I think this thing where you suck in your stomach and the shoulders kind of lift up, I think that's going to change when this frees up a little bit. No, you have mobility in the rib cage, but I just think there's more coming. Does that make any sense? Like, because when you suck in your stomach, if this doesn't move, then it makes sense stuff will move up here. Just, what's that? You stop breathing when you suck in your stomach? Yeah. When you start breathing with your stomach in, you will start to move this more. And at first it seems, I think one of the hard things is when you suck in your stomach and try to take a deep breath, you feel like you can't breathe. And so you're like, no, I can't, I'm not going to do that. I can't breathe when I do that. But if you persist with just trying, I don't know how else to say it. Try to get air in when your stomach is in. There's going to be a nice chain reaction there. All right, let's begin. Winter moving pose, right leg lift up. Interlace the fingers deeply a couple of inches below your right knee. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides. Bring the chin down so the back of the neck flattens to the floor. Make sure the leg you're pulling on is nice and loose, easy, relaxed, so you can pull on it a little more. Good. Right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg, go ahead, lift up, interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee to the left shoulder. Elbows in. Chin down. Pull. Left leg totally relaxed. Yeah, relax the toes, Nick, of your left foot. If you want to flex the foot, it would just be the right foot, but left leg is nice and loose. Okay, pull a little harder and freeze. That looks great. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down for a moment. Now, if possible, keep your head on the floor. Bring both knees up into the chest. If you have to lift your head and chest up to get the elbows, then you do it, but eventually you're going to use the strength there, the very lower abdomen. Grab the elbows, forearms, wrists, or hands. Suck in your stomach. Bring the chin down. Look down, if possible, at the chest. Shoulders away from the ears. Change again. Good, arms and legs down. Completely relax. Let's do second set. Right leg lift up. Interlace your fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull your right knee to the right shoulder. Sarah, definitely suck in the lower abdomen on this posture, even though it doesn't seem like, I mean, you know, how is this posture an issue? This is just a posture where the floor is your helper in stabilizing. This goes for everybody. If you press the abdomen down, even if you don't think you have any low back stuff, you may or may not, but this will help you use the floor to lengthen and stabilize the lower back. Change, right leg lower down, arms down, left leg lift up. And it's the perfect time to do it because we're about to do some backward bending. So you get kind of a little floor and abdominal wall induced alignment of your lower spine. Tuck the chin and also the middle spine too. Look down the center line of the chest. Press the abdomen down, but now try to breathe with the stomach in. So you have the experience of movement of the breath, but not movement of the abdomen. Okay, change again, left leg down. It's easier in some postures than others. Both legs lift up, and for different people, right? One posture might be your way into a bunch of other technique. Grab your elbows each other. For somebody else, they might discover in a different posture, but then you can translate that to other postures once you figure out, oh, here's how I breathed in with my stomach, and I remember doing it in whatever posture that was yesterday. Now I can try it in another posture. So it's really, we're working on body skills. press the abdomen down. And these postures combine a lot of body skills together. We're doing a lot of things at once, even here. Chin down, stomach in, breathing normally. Very nice. Change again. Arms and legs down. You could kind of deconstruct the postures and do components of them, which would be simpler. When we put them together, though, it affects the whole body as one piece, which it is. The whole body is one piece. When you isolate bits of the postures, they are still beneficial. But when you can put them together, it helps things work more as one unit. So if you're struggling with something, you can say, oh, I got to figure out that one aspect of the posture. Sure. And then you can put it back together with everything. That's fine. Now let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Keep your heels on the floor and sit up, please. Grab your toes. Double exhale. Good. Good, Sarah. Thank you. That's perfect. Turn around, lie down on the abdomen. I keep referring back to your email with all these questions so I can catch everything. Okay. Hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Legs and feet together. Hips and thighs contract. Now, inhale, breathing. Upper body lift up using 100% back strength. That's a good setup, Vanessa. Press the hands, palms down. Try not to let the feet slide backwards, please. Palms pressed down, feet stay where they are. That's it. Next, squeeze the legs together. Very nice. Lock the legs. Now, elbows in close to the sides of the body. That's it, Verna. Push the hands down, lift your chin up. Backward bending the neck, look all the way up. Change. Bring your chin to the floor. Straighten your arms. Right down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let everything relax. Second set, please. Chin on the floor, hands right underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. You could go like 1 inch lower, Katie, with your hands. Yeah, try that. You'll get a little more pressure downward, which will help you not slide backwards. Okay, legs and feet together, hips contract. Inhale, go up. You too, Sandy. Hands down one more inch right there. Push straight down, upper body up. Now keep your whole pelvis on the floor. When you feel lower abdomen on the floor, your pink waistband I need down, Sandy. Right there. Hold it. Now figure out the breathing. You've got to move the rib cage here somewhere. Drop the shoulders down. Lift your chin up. You can do as much bending, Sarah, at the neck and upper back as you can figure out. Push the front of your neck straight up towards the ceiling. Change. Good. Arms down. Sandy, did you feel the spot there? Good. Turn your head to the left side. Locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers are touching each other side by side. Chin all the way forward. This is a back bend of the neck that the floor is helping you with. All right. Lock your right leg, point the toes. Right leg begin. Lift up. Come up to a 45 degree angle. Half of 90. That's good height, Nick. Keep it there and just straighten the knee. Point the toes to the back wall. Hold it right there. Now push the upper arms to the floor as much as possible. Chin forward. Good. Right leg lower down. Lock your left leg. Point the toes. Begin. Left leg lift up. Knee straight. Toes pointed. Push your hands down. Fingers spread apart, please. Push the upper arms down and bring your leg a little higher. Good, John. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in, mouth on the towel. See if your arms will get any straighter. Eventually closer to each other. Now, both legs. Everybody lift up without turning the head, without bending the knees. Everybody come up. That's it, Amy. Nice. Bring the legs all the way up. Upper thighs lift up. Squeeze the legs together. Now one more. Push the hands down. Lift up your hips. Change. Lower the legs. You can release the arms. Take your hands out. Good. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat, arms underneath you, please. Now, the fingertips, stretch them out as wide as possible from each other. The pinky fingers may touch, but the rest of the fingers should be at least an inch apart, each one. Now see if the chin will come more forward, upper arms pressed down. Right leg, go ahead, lift up for 10 counts. 9, 8, lock the leg, 7, 6, push the entire length, 5 of your arms down, 4. 3, keep it there, Nick, just lock it, 2. 1, good work, right leg down. See if the chin will go any more forward. Left leg lock, lift up, 10 counts, begin, 9. 8, knee straight, 7. 6, 5, push upper arms down, 4. 3, look forward, 2. 1, left leg down. Now, readjust for a moment. Take a second, mouth on the towel, arms a little straighter, and then eventually closer to each other. Now, keep the breathing steady, both legs lift up, 10. Go ahead, 9, 8, legs together, 7, 6, push your hands down, 5, 4, a little bit higher, 3, just a little more, 2, you can do it, 1, lower the legs. Take your arms out, turn your head to the left. All right, full locust pose, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only the hip bones are on the floor, just the pelvis. So arms up, arms out, chin up, look up. Bring the legs up a little more. You can do it. Total spine backward bending. Now, every time you inhale, lift something. You can lift your chin up, lift your chest up, lift the legs up, and now as you exhale, come up a little bit higher. Good. Slowly lower it down. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Sarah, I love this email because it's so specific. And your question, what I need to figure out is which postures I need to focus heavily on and which ones could, in your words, I'll summarize, you know, make the problem worse. I don't need to get into the details with everybody. And you're paying attention to what is bothering you already. This is like, well, you've always been like this, Sarah, back when you, every time you, something happens in your body. Can you help me do the class? Can you help me figure out class, Anne? It's not like, oh, good, now I don't have to do yoga. I have a body part problem, right? Sarah is like, let me learn everything I possibly can so I can do yoga. And which postures maybe help, you know, or which postures I need to back off on. I just, thank you. Kind of, it's just perfect. Perfect approach. It's real. Yes, this is real. Okay. Now I know it's honest coming from you. Let's do second set. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. All 5 fingers together. Legs and feet together. Go ahead, everybody. Look up. Lift up, arms up, chest up. And you know, once in a while, you do have to skip a posture for a while. And it might come back. You might have to do 50% of it for a really long time. Great arms, Amy. Now, lift the legs up. Lift your abdomen up. That's a Vanessa 5. Figure out the breathing 4, 3. Take one more deep breath. 2 on the exhale. Squeeze and lift. 1. Change again. Arms and legs down. Turn your head to your left. Let everything settle. Oh, it's really difficult to lift your legs when they're locked in locust and full locust. Difficult meaning you don't feel much movement or it hurts. Does it ever hurt that spot or they just don't seem to lift? We don't have to figure all of it out right now, but thank you both. Okay. If it hurts that spot, maybe just lock them without lifting for now. Okay. Let's do bow posture, everybody. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside. A couple of inches below the toes. Chin on the floor. Take a nice deep breath. Start, please. Both legs kick up. Both knees, both feet, both hands. Everything up towards the ceiling. Kick as slowly as you need to. But always kick up without intermission. Keep kicking. Don't stop kicking. Now you can roll forward onto the abdomen. Good, Sandy. Now just keep it steady. You're bendy, so you could go higher quicker, but you can also just stay there and kick. Eyes up. Look for the ceiling. Everybody kick up. Change again. Knees and chin down. Bring the arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Sarah, everybody's a little different, so that both legs lifting up in those previous two postures could be a trigger, like cobra is for some people, or like a standing back bend is. You know, we have the same body part names, but they're all just a little different. That's 2 second set. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together. Grab your feet firmly, wrists straight. Go ahead, kick up and look up. Now, if you can imagine, your whole body is above your abdominal wall. Okay, so you have a lot of upward pressure against gravity. This is total strength, backward bend. Gravity doesn't help you with it. So push the hands and feet up. Good, Erica, to help the legs come up. You can lift the chest, neck, and chin up, and make sure you kick a little higher when you do. One more kick up, look up. Great, change again. Nice one, Rob. Chin on the floor. Arms down next to you, turn your head to the left. All right, fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Lift your hips up a little bit, separate your feet, and lower the hips to the floor right between the heels. Make sure heels always touch the outside of the hips. Then once you're sitting comfortably on the floor, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows one at a time, then head, back of the head, eventually shoulders, and whole upper body relaxed on the floor. Once you're all the way back there, arms over the head, grab your elbows, each other. Pull your forearms into the floor. Chin tucks. Look down the center line of the chest. Lift your chest and abdomen up. So you get a nice backward bend underneath the low back and middle back. Hold the position, breathing smoothly. Hands to the soles of the feet. With help of your elbows, come back up in the middle. Head is last thing out. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhales. Head to the knees. All right, second set. Fixed firm pose. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Go ahead, separate the feet, lower the hips, and then you can go back. Hands to the feet, elbows to the floor. Just take your time. Grab your elbows. Now, if you're limiting the going back, Sarah, because of the back bend, you can think of this one as more of a flatten the back to the floor posture for you only. Okay, instead of getting that arch up out of the pelvis, you can tuck the pelvis stomach in if you go back, when you go back. Everybody else, you have a backward bend in the lower back. Okay, change again. Hands to the feet. With help of the elbows, come up. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Concentrate on your breathing. And let's do the sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Inhale. Keep your heels on the floor. Sit up. Yeah, okay, Sarah, I figured it might be. All right, let's do half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together at the back of your mat. Now suck in your stomach. Take a nice deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs, chin up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels, bring your upper body forward slowly. Look forward, chin forward, forehead to the floor, pinky fingers to the floor. Rest of the arms in the air. Take a nice deep breath. Stretch the arms forward. Press the palms together. Total spine stretching, shoulder blade scapula coming forward. Arms and head together. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, neck, and spine all together. Very nice. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, hold it, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Suck in your stomach, spine straight. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs and come forward. Try to keep the hips on the heels, all the way down. Look forward, chin forward. That's it. Continuously stretch forward, so the shoulder blades, scapula coming forward. Hips pressing back towards the heels. That's it. Now take a few deep breaths. This is a really good one, Sandy, to practice. Trying to expand the rib cage, because you try to take a deep breath with your stomach in, but you're not standing. You don't have to effort in the way you do when you're standing up. So you can see if the rib cage will move a little bit out to the sides and around the back. Now arms, head, neck, everything together. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. What's up, Rob? How is your class doing? Good? Yes, Kevin, we were watching your cat for a minute there. Sometimes I alternate between people on the big screen. Actually, Kevin, I have a screenshot of you from the other day and have spine twists when your cat was like inside of the spine twist and like whatever gaps are there. I think your cat was like coming through the legs, the thigh here, right here. All right. I'll send it to you one of these days. All right. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale. Head to the knees. Okay. Camel posture. Stand up on the knees. 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Put your hands up on the lower back. Sarah, put your hands right at that spot. I want you to have straight fingers right at that spot so you try to kind of stabilize it, okay? Right in the middle, too. Everyone take a deep breath. Go ahead. Push your hips forward. Drop your head back as far as it goes. Go back halfway. Just bend your neck as much as it will go, upper back as much as it will go. And you can push your hands into that spot, Sarah, with the straight fingers, all right? That's going to help you keep it stable, just little bits at a time. Now, when you can't bend the spine anymore, right hand down, grab the right heel. Left hand down, grab the left heel. Full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice deep breath. Exhale, push your hips forward. Little more, Katie. Hips forward towards the mirror. Thighs forward, stomach forward. Keep pushing. Upper thighs push forward. There you go. Keep pushing. That's exactly it. Keep going. Keep pushing. Don't stop pushing. That was great. Now, hands back up one at a time. Keep pushing the hips forward. Come back up in the middle. Chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Katie, that moved a lot. It didn't want to, but it did. That's exciting. Can you feel what didn't want to? Upper quads? Okay. Yeah. Did it feel surface or deeper, like hip flex, like, can you tell? Just see if you can distinguish. Sometimes you can't, but feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's try again. Stand up on the knees. My guess is it's the hip flexors, not the quads. Hands on the lower back. Take a deep breath. Lift up the chest. Push your hips forward and drop the head back. Think of going up. Yeah, chest up, chin up and back. Take your time. Just let the body on the front side relax while you're pushing the hips forward. You may grab the heels. You may keep the hands up on the low back if needed for a while until you can see about halfway down the back wall. Then you can usually reach and see if there's a heel there. Now, especially when you exhale, push the hips forward, because this is the component, the exhale part, when things can relax a little bit. Keep pushing the hips forward using your strength. Look all the way back. Good. One hand at a time. Bring back up. Very nice. Come back up in the middle, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. It was all quads. Okay. It's a great stretch. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Take a nice deep breath in, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Forceful exhalation, head to the knees. Rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of your feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and you begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Round the spine, starting from the top. Suck in your stomach. Bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top of the head touching the floor. Lift your hips up and roll forward like a wheel. All the way up until the arms, elbows are straight. Get a strong grip, please, or maintain the strong grip on your heels. That's that neck. Grab the feet tightly. Now, see if you can press the ankles down. That's it. Bring the heels in towards each other. Suck in the lower abdomen. Lift up your hips, stretching the entire spine coccyx to the neck. Change. Lower the hips back to the feet. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale, hold it. Keep your heels on the floor and sit up, please. Grab the toes, strong. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs outside. First inhale, go up. Always stretch the spine up and then from the neck, round the spine. Still stretching the middle and lower spine up until you get down to rounding them. Forehead to the knees, head to the floor. Lift up your hips. Good grip, Nick. Keep it. All right. A little bit of pressure on the top of the head. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the head. But there is going to be some pressure there. Lift your hips up away from the knees, which are obviously pressing down. The feet, which are pressing down. And there is some pressure on the head for now. Eventually, you may have all the pressure between forehead and the knees, but the head will still be touching the floor. Change again. Turn around, relax on your back. Amy F., it looks like you're getting pressure between the forehead and the lower thighs. Do you feel any? No? Okay. It might not quite be there, but it's close. Yeah. This is better than watching TV. Kevin's kitty cat is like, what's this? I'm just going to cuddle her face while she lies in Savasana. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right. Head to knee pose. Sit facing forward. Right leg out. We have you on the big screen, Kevin. Bend the left knee. Push the sole against the left inner thigh. Sorry, right inner thigh. Arms over the head. See, I'm so distracted. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab your foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle. And then tuck your chin, forehead to the right knee. Now, if you can't get the knee and forehead together by rounding the spine, then bend the knee up a little bit. Once you have the forehead with the knee, push your knee down with the forehead. And try to get the shoulders in one line by rolling in left shoulder down. Looks good, Verna. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, bend your right knee. Push the sole of the right foot against the inner left thigh. Stretch up tall, turn to the left and reach out. Grab the left foot just below your toes. Pull the toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and then head to the knee. Now, when you have the head on the knee and you're pushing the knee down, pay attention to the left foot. Because if, as you're straightening the leg, the toes start to point towards the mirror, bend your knee a little more. I want you to maintain the toes turning back, the flexion at the ankle, and only push the knee down as much as you can keep the foot turned back. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now, bring the leg straight out in front of you. You can lie back for your sit-up. Take a nice deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale. All right, now grab the big toes. Walk your hips back, right, left, several times. Flex both feet back from the ankles. Don't do anything that bothers it, Sarah, is my quick answer. Slowly push the knees down. I can show you some other things. All right, but for now, just flex the feet, pull the toes back, push the knees down if that doesn't bother it. Now, once you can get the legs locked, everyone, stretch the upper body forward. You can just use two fingers, Vanessa, first finger, middle finger, and wrap them all the way around the big toe. Grab the big toe tight there. Now, pull the toes towards your belly button, even if the legs have to stay bending. Upper body stretches forward once the leg's locked. Hold it. Thighs, Sandy, thighs, thighs. Now you got to breathe while you have that tension in the body. Okay, drop the shoulders down. There you go. All right, everybody, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. That looked like the other thing we were talking about, where you suck in the stomach and everything's like locked. So it's maybe just a real, I don't know what to say, just a thing to focus on when you try really hard with a certain muscle group. I'm not saying don't try. Try that thing and then, okay, I got to relax everything else. Like your effort to relax might be what's next. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhale. All right, head to knee with stretching. Second set, right leg out. Now try to push the sole of your left foot against the inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Turn to the right, reach out, grab the foot. Pull your toes, flex the foot from the ankle, forehead to the knee. That's good, Vanessa. Talk to your toes, listen to your toes, communicate with your toes. Hold it. Good reaching, Nick. Very good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out. Try to push the sole of your right foot firmly against the inner left thigh. Turn, reach out, grab the left foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, head to the knee. Suck in your stomach, push the knee down with your forehead. Just make sure the knee does not go away from the forehead. That's it, Rob. Elbows in, shoulders down. Elbows in towards the leg. Yes. Push the right foot against the left thigh. Pressure. Right knee down, right hip down and back. Stomach in. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the legs straight out. Lie back for your sit-up. Take a deep breath in. Come up, please. Exhale. Grab the big toes. Walk your hips back again 5-10 times. Sarah, what I want to show you is separate leg stretching in place of regular stretching. Everyone go ahead. Flex both feet back from the ankles. All 10 toes turning in. I'm going to do it here by Sandy. Although I can't see what you can see, just give me a second. Everyone, once the legs are locked, you can stretch the upper body forward. Breastbone forward. Okay. Shoulders stay relaxed. Keep pulling on the big toes. Flexing the feet from the ankles. Look straight ahead. Just look right through me, Rob. All right. You can change. Sarah, you're just going to separate the legs. I'm pushing my hands to just slide my hips forward a little bit. Okay. Now my feet are flexed, my legs are locked. I'm going to roll forward. So the relationship between my pelvis, sacrum, and lower spine is not really changing. It's all rolling forward as one thing, okay? In the other one, it's shifted a little bit. In this one, your legs are kind of out of the way. Now you might stop halfway because this inner thigh is stretching, that's fine. But it's more of a roll in, and maybe this is where you stop. Okay. You can give it a try if you want. Feet together, flex everyone, arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale. All right, let's do half spine twisting posture. Sit up straight, everyone. Bend your left knee in front of you. Cross your right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee. Inhale, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the right knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand. Then right arm behind you. That looks good, Sarah. Now, take a deep breath. Stretch up tall. Turn your head to the right. If you need help keeping the spine straight, push the hand, fingers into the floor, chest up. Otherwise, hand on the back. Now, twist your neck to look all the way to the right side, keeping both hips on the floor. Inhale, sit up as tall as you can, chest up, stomach in. Try to relax the shoulders. Look all the way to the right. Good. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms, switch the legs, please. Bend your right knee in front of you on the floor. Put the left foot flat, crossed over the knee, heel touching the knee. Make sure both hips are on the floor, please, equally. Inhale, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. Push your knee back. Now, if you can't grab the right knee with the right hand, you can grab the towel. Two things, Vanessa, that will help. That foot that is closer to me, bring it closer to your knee. Yeah, a little bit more. All the way, heel to the knee. Good. And the other foot, point the toes backwards. Toward. There you go. Now, go ahead, try again. The grip should be a little easier. Oh, look at that. Piece of cake. Okay, left arm behind you, chest up. Twist your upper body to the left. Try to keep the left hip on the ground. Drop the shoulders down. That's it. You can lean towards me, Katie, a little bit too to get that front knee down eventually. Now inhale, chest up. Keep it up. Exhale, stomach in, twist. Very good. Untwist the spine. Undo the arms and relax on your back. Feet together, flex, legs locked. Arms overhead, inhale. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale. All right, let's do the breathing exercise. Everyone sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Spine nice and straight. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked and shoulders down. Now, I want you to pay attention, so much attention to your head, neck, spine, torso. You can tell what's moving and what's not moving. I want everything to be still except for the abdominal wall. Okay, so let's try it. Begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale, exhale, stomach sucks in all the way. That's good, Nick. Elbows are locked. Very good. Chest up, spine straight. Just one at a time. Just one exhale, one exhale, one exhale. In between each, automatic inhale. Complete relaxation of the abdomen. Looks good, John. A little stronger. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Because blowing out candles on cakes may be never again a thing, we can do it here for your birthday. This will be your candles, okay? Do you want to give me a special number of exhales we should do, John, since it's your birthday? You can decide how old you are, and you can make up a number, or you can tell me the number of exhales we should do based on your real age. Whatever. You can just tell me any number. A lot of exhales? Okay, fine. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Let's begin. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep going. I usually do 120 for myself, so I don't think we got to worry. Little stronger. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday, John. Great class. Dorothy's turning 80 in 2 weeks, and we're going to have a birthday class for her on Tuesday morning, March 9th. Her request, Dorothy's special request, is 2 sets of spine twists, and she always gets her birthday wish. That's her birthday wish. Can we please do 2 sets of spine twists? I need it. Yes, Dorothy, absolutely. It's like the only thing she's ever asked me for, ever. ever, in any capacity. Okay, you can separate your feet and separate your arms a little bit. Concentrate on your breathing. Let everything settle. It's a great practice, you guys. Really, really nice practice.